Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, today it is 10 o'clock a.m. in Cali. It is 12 o'clock in the south, and it is 1 o'clock on the east coast. Did I get that right? Yeah, 1. Yeah, I got it right. Anyway, how is everybody today? It is Sunday. I am an hour late for my show. I do apologize, but my co-host actually just was acting crazy this morning, not with me, but with his people. Yeah, so I had to actually delay my show because of him. Yeah. Anyway, I am doing great. I wasn't doing so great yesterday, but that's neither here nor there. Just wanted to let everybody know who has been concerned that I am a lot better, and thank you so much for asking. As far as today's show, it will be about pet peeves. Now, I know I've had a show about pet peeves prior, but I have another show about pet peeves today because I really, really, really want to get on the pet peeves project. I'm a little bit discombobulated. Please forgive me. You know how I can get, but I am, you know, I'm like so all over the place. This morning I saw a little post, and I wanted to share this. As I've decided I no longer want to be an adult. If anyone needs me, I'll be in my blanket for the coloring. And that honestly is how I feel today. In some of the upcoming shows, I'm going to get a little bit more intense because you're asking for it, so yeah. Anyway, I'm just trying to stall until my co-host calls. Pet peeve. I think all of us have one or two or maybe have several. I've discussed my pet peeves before, and a lot of you have shared with me what your pet peeves are off the air. And this, you know, normally my pet peeves are real life related. But today we're going to talk about not only real-life-related pet peeves, but actually Second Life pet peeves. And my co-host is on, so he's been on hold for a minute and 5, 8. Let's just bring him on. Hola, co-host. How are you?
Hey, what's up, baby?
Not much. Let everybody know whom you are, as if they don't know this voice.
Pelly Grosso Static, a.k.a. Angel, a.k.a. what do you call me? Italian bastard, night elf.
No, that's not. I call you the Italian Spanish elf boy.
Elf boy. There you go.
Yeah. Dun, yeah, da, that's
da,
what
da,
I call.
Yep, that's me.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, baby. Anyway. Lord.
Pet peeves. So where should we start at?
You start. I actually didn't log off Facebook, so.
All right.
Hi, Grammy.
I got a good one.
Grammy's talking to me. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Grammy.
Yeah. Our daughter and our grandmother is in our in my box. My daughter is such a, you know, Mom, are you okay? Is everything all right? What do you need? And Grammy's like, I don't want you doing anything. Do I need to come and help you?
Lord.
I don't want you working. Oh, brother. Anyway, yeah, I love my family. I really, really do. Yeah, I'm going to try to get off now. anyway, let's start off with you, because you were talking about a pet peeve that you had.
I have several pet peeves. People just get on my nerves. Restaurants. Yes. Back to the restaurants. My brother, you know, he came out from Puerto Rico, so we went out. I took him out. And the thing that gets to me is when people are staring at you, and they're so staring at you, when you stare back to see why they're looking so hard, you know, maybe your shirt got too many buttons or whatever, but they stare at you and they forget about the world. You know, it's so bad that you're looking at them and they don't notice you looking at them. You know what I'm saying?
Because they're so busy looking at you.
Right. So me and my brother, we're eating, and it's an old couple. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe she's thinking, what are these two Spanish people doing here? You know, they shouldn't be here. You know?
Really?
So I'm talking to my brother.
Nobody's thinking that. Oh, my God. So I can't believe you said that.
I'm looking
that.
At my brother, right? I'm giving my brother hands like, hey.
Brother,
you know,
which one?
Look on the other table. Mm-hmm.
Which brother?
Sin. You know, that one that moved to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm looking at him like, yo, bro, you know, check out the other table. So he's looking at them, he's like, damn, for real? No, he's talking loud, he's big mouth. I'm more on a quiet side. So he's like, are you okay, lady? I'm looking at him like, just forget it, just keep eating.
Right.
And she could not stop staring at me for some reason, which made me want to get up and say, can I help you? I mean, do you need more coffee? It made me feel that way, like I was supposed to be pointing at her.
You need more coffee?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when she finally woke up, like, oh, shit, she turned around real quick. But it was like every 2 minutes, she stare back and go back to her dude. Stare back, go back to her dude. It's like, damn, for real? That should never happen to you?
It happens to me. I remember when, well,
you're cute,
biggest
baby.
Time
I mean, I would stare at you, too, you know.
You're so sweet.
Oh,
then,
baby.
Sweet. Oh, my God. But, no, I do remember when I first had the, remember when I had to have the thing in my arm? The IV drip. So I had to, like, basically walk around with this because it had to, you know, be put, you know, put IV, put medication in it, so I couldn't take it off. So I do remember one time that this woman was staring at me. I mean, like, it made me extremely uncomfortable, but I kind of, like, ignored it because I was thinking, okay, you know, I'm sure she's going, you know, what the hell's going on with her. But it was a kind of an uncomfortable feeling because you think to yourself, you know, why are you staring at me? What's going on? Just like, you know, you said, why do you stare? But
right.
The one thing I do notice that kids will stare at you. And normally as a rule, I speak to them, you know, but I do have, I do have a bad habit that when kids stare at me, I stick my tongue out at them.
You're evil. You're just evil.
I do stick my tongue. I remember one time a kid told their parent that I stuck my tongue out at him, and the parent looked at me, and I just smiled. I was thinking to myself, I wish you would question me about sticking my tongue out at your kid. Yeah, I did, and what? But the thing is with me is that I guess I've got still have a lot of kid in me, so that's the reason why I did that. It was, you know, for those parents, if you've seen a 05 to, you know, black female, you know, stick their tongue out at your kid at like a Target or someplace, yeah, it was me.
Yeah, she does that. She's not just saying it. She really does that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I stick my tongue out at them. I sure do. Oh, well.
Because I remember when we went to Target, I took her to Target, right? And we're walking, and for some reason, kids just come up to me and start talking to me. Hey, how you doing? I'm like, don't talk to me. I don't know you. I don't know what you're going to do.
And
okay?
I'm evil.
Yeah, but, hey.
Really? And I'm evil.
No, but I tell them, though. I tell them nicely, hey, what are you doing? Don't talk to me. Go find your parents. Are you lost? No. Go away. Okay? Point blank. Not this woman. This woman would do faces, not just stick the tongues out, okay? She would do faces. Faces that would terrorize a kid. And you do.
Oh, my God. Anyway. Yeah, I do. But, hey, you know, it is what it is. But, anyway, we're getting off the subject now because you're so busy talking about that.
Another pet peeve, while driving. You're driving a motorcycle, you're driving a car, and the car is behind you trying to swerve in front of you because you may be going the speed limit, and they get caught on the red light. What do you do?
Yeah.
You pull to the side, you point and laugh.
And I'm evil. And I'm evil. You don't.
I mean,
that
happens
a
lot. That's dangerous, you know, especially for a motorcycle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
it is. It is dangerous, and a lot of them. And I noticed that a lot of them do. They do it. They do it too. You know, they do a lot of that where they will, like, try to race in front of you. And because I remember, I think it was just yesterday, as a matter of fact, when I went to urgent care, and Dee Dee was driving, and it was. You know, they had this kid, because, you know, they have a, I don't know if they have it in every city or every state, but where I was, there is a bicycle lane for bicycles. And there was this one guy that was on his motorcycle that was actually in that lane. And I was thinking, damn, your ass is not supposed to be in that lane. And Dee Dee rolled down the window and reached over me and started just going off. And I'm thinking to myself, you really need to just shut the hell up. But Dee Dee's nutty like that. She really just doesn't really care. You know, if you know her, she's crazy. She really is crazy. But, yeah, I do know what you're talking about when people try to speed up in front of you and then they still get caught by the red light. It's like you're going to, you know, wherever you're going, you need to make time to be there, because to me it's stupidity to leave late. You know, if
right. You
know you need to be at work at a certain time, then you need to get your ass up to be there. And I'll tell you right now, real quickly on this one, is that my brother in Vin is really bad for that. This man will wait to the very last minute to get up and do something, and then he's speeding and damn near killing pedestrians and, you know, people on the street because he's now in a hurry. So he's got that bad. So, yeah, that is one of my pet peeves as well.
So that would be another one. Another one is when you go to a restaurant, people, nobody's there. You're the only one there. And they take their sweet time. Like, what the fuck? What are you waiting for? I'm here. Paying customer. You're just sitting there for fucking 10 minutes, 15 minutes
money.
Waiting for a glass of water.
I got
like,
money.
Hey, I just got paid. I just robbed the bank. Let's eat on the house. Nope. No one shows
bank
up.
Right here. Right here.
I got money right here.
let's talk about some SL pet peeves.
SL pet peeve, as soon as you log on, they hit you up. What are you doing?
Yes.
Motherfucker, I just logged on. What the fuck you mean what I'm doing? I just logged on. Let me breathe a minute. Let me bask in the ambience. Let me see what's going on first. Let me see who hit me up first. Well, as soon as you hit up somebody, they start TPing you. Why are you TPing me? I just say hi. Hello.
Maybe they don't realize you just logged in. I think that could be the reason, you know. But then again, you're thinking, if, you know, were they looking at my name before and just saw it and then? Because I remember one time.
Feel like they're just waiting there for you to log on. Hey.
They might be.
What's up?
I mean, sometimes, and I hope Grammy's listening, sometimes she'll TP me as soon as I log in. But the reason why she'll do it is because we have like an event or something. So that's different. If you know, you know, you're supposed to be somewhere at a certain time and a person logs you in, that's, you know, you log in and they TP you. That's different because you're already wait, you know, they're already waiting for you, and I don't mind that. The ones that the ones that log
right.
you try to before you even rest.
That's different. Grammy's at a whole nother level because she don't even count for this. Because either she's busy on Photoshop, doing a flyer or doing clothing, and something about Grammy, she doesn't like to type. She'll tell you straight out, fuck it, I don't like to type. So she just CPs you. So
yeah.
she don't even count.
Yeah, she's good for that. She's good for that.
Excuse me. Yeah, and she'll tell you straight up, I don't like to type, I'm just CPing you, plus I'm unavailable.
Right.
Bam, TP.
Right.
Oh, another thing, like, if you see somebody in SL wearing something and, you know, you don't click on the person, you just zoom in to see, you know, what they're wearing or a chain probably, something new, a hat probably, like, damn, that hat is nice. They automatically think, oh, wow, this person got interest in me. Come on, people. Come on.
Well, that actually happened to me because when I get an SL, sometimes my avatar is there, but I'm like on Facebook or working on something else, another project, and I honestly don't know that my mouse may have gone across somebody because one time somebody
right.
came up and said, you know, well, you could say hi, and I'm like, what? Say, well, you're, you know, because your mouse has been on me, and I'm thinking, I don't even fucking know my mouse is on your ass. I really don't. You know, because if I'm moving and I don't, you know, if my mouse is moved, I don't know I got my mouse on you, motherfucker. I could give a fuck 2 cents about what the hell is going on with you. I could care less. And that's real talk because that does get to me. That's one of my pet peeves because I don't care. Everybody that's, you know, that may have their mouse on you, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that happens to, you know, that you might move your mouse a certain way, but... You know, get over yourself. Everybody is not, like, trying to get with you. That's not everybody's thing. That's what gets to me is that people really,
right.
really think that. You know, they really, really think that. Because I remember once Angel was filming. I don't know if you remember this, babe, but once he was filming, and some chick gets in my box and was like, yeah, your man's got his mouse all over me. And he was actually filming something. You know, it was kind of funny to me because, of course, you know, he's filming, you know, everybody in the damn room, and she's thinking, you know, I guess she's thinking she's getting ready to tell me, and I'm laughing. Only thing I respond was like, thank you for telling me, because I'm not going to get in no thing and try to explain to some dumbass, you know, that, oh, he's not trying to, you know, he's not looking at you. Basically, he's filming, and that's what he's here for, because it's just not worth my time. It's not worth my time. It's not worth my effort, you know, for you and then for her to hit me up. I'm thinking, man, lady, ain't nobody
right.
thinking about you. We up here working. You know, we're trying to get paid. It's got nothing to do with that. By the way, we never hardly get paid for things we do, but that's a whole different pet peeve of mine.
I'm going to tell on him. I'm going to tell
right,
on
exactly.
him.
Exactly. Okay? Jeez. And I'm thinking to myself, baby, please, please. Another thing that gets to be a pet peeve with Second Life are people who say that they're family, and they're family for whatever reason, whether it's your name, whether it's what you can do for them. That is a pet peeve of mine. That's a pet peeve of mine. Everybody ain't your damn family that you claim is your family, because sometimes
right.
people just want to be family because of the fact that they feel like, okay, you know, I want you to be my family, knowing good and motherfucker. Freaking well, knowing good and well that the only reason why they're claiming that you're family is because that you know what your name is, and I'm gonna say this about my grandmother, you know, Desi. She has a lot, and I'm not coming at anybody, but if you feel like you're guilty of this, then you're guilty of this. But she has a lot of people who wants to be family with her. And that she turns down because she already knows that they want to be. Well, I think that was a while back when she was DJing. Not so much now because now she's so mellowed out, it's not even funny. Sometimes I have to check her her pulse to see if she's still with me, because she's really mellowed out. But the fact of the matter is, then it, you know, people do seem to, you know, grasp with you, because within the past, 3 weeks has it been, baby? We've had, you know, people, I want to be your kid.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be your, you know, you don't know who we are as parents, but they just want to be our kids. It's not like they went to one of our kids and said, hey, you know, what's your parents like? How are your parents? You know, they don't realize that, you know, half the kids we have, we've had them forever. You know, like, for instance, my daughter, Lisa, God, has been my daughter since she was 12 or 11. And she started out being my daughter in TSO, which I played 12 years ago. So that tells you just how long I've had her Cookie. I've had Cookie for maybe 5 or 6 years. You know, I've had Candy for maybe 3 years. You know, he's had Roro and Royalty for how long? 6 years now?
Well, about 6 years, yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of our kids has been our kids forever. You know, they may just be an aunt, you know, but they've been our kids forever, or either family members. Like our two little ones, AJ and Asia, are actually family members. Sola is actually a family member. Nanani has been your kid. God, Nanani is the longest kid you've had, right? 8 years?
Yeah, since I first started.
Yeah, Nanani has been his kid about 8 years, and she was his kid on World of Warcraft. So it's the thing is that, you know, people come and think, oh, you know, I want to be your kid. And I've noticed the kids that we take on that we really don't know, we end up them not being our kids after a while. So that is a pet peeve of mine. You know, you get in my box and want to be my kid when I know good and damn well that you don't mean me any, you know, any good or anything like that. Kiss my ass.
I agree, baby. I agree.
And another pet peeve I have with Second Life, and I don't know whether the husband goes through this, but I do, when people hit me up, and this is Facebook too, when guys hit me up and, you know, tell me how pretty my avatar is and ask me, you know, whatever, and, you know, can we talk? I hope you don't mind me flirting with you. Do you not see that I am partnered, that I am married? Anybody that has really checked out my page knows that there is no one else for me but this man that's on the other line. I could give a damn what you got. I know one guy told me that, you know, I could do so much for you. You know, I own this, I own that. I'm not going to blast this person out, but, you know, I own this and I own that. And, you know, I could do so much for you. And I'm thinking to myself, I tell you what you can do for me first start. You can get the fuck out of my box. That's what you can do for me. Because whatever I can get, I get on my own. And whatever I can't get, this man on the other line gets it for me. And if I can't get it, he can't get it, then I don't need it. That's how that goes down. I don't need anybody to, you know, to basically take care of me, honey. This is 2014. My name is Sugar. I don't need nobody to take care of me. I take care of myself. I don't need anybody to take care of me. Yeah, I don't. I don't. So, you know, that all that you think that it impresses me, it doesn't impress me. Impress me by getting a woman that you know is not tied down or with somebody and make her your woman. Because, oh, and I tell you what gets me, when a guy has a female already in his box, his partner box, is one of my pet peeves, and then you actually asking to talk to somebody. Really?
I agree, yeah. Now,
really?
I'm probably going to get a lot of hate because of what I'm about to say. Females in Second Life. Now, mind you, they outnumber males in the game, right? They do. Like, what, 1 out of 10? And
yeah, I think you're right.
You know, a female, when you're at a club or an event, whatever, wherever you at, they hit you up, hey, how you doing? you know, you'd be polite. Oh, I'm good. How are you? All right, cool, whatever. Bam, that's it, right? The next day they hit
you
up. And you know there's a pattern every day they hit you up.
Right. I got somebody on hold for 12 minutes. I wasn't even looking at mine. Let me see what this is.
All right.
Hello, who am I speaking to? You're on the Sugarlicious Show. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, maybe they just want to listen. I'll put them back on the
right.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sweetheart. Go ahead.
All right. You know, you start to see the pattern. They hit you up every day, and you'll be polite every day. But on the guy's perspective, well, some guy's perspective, like myself. I'm speaking about myself now. On my perspective, I'm just being polite. Now, on her other side, she got the whole future planned out. When you guys are married, the colors of the wedding, how many kids you're going to have, where you're going to live, where you're going to travel, and what you're going to do for the rest of your life. Am I lying?
No. You're right.
You have boyfriend and girlfriends, and you see it on pages, on Facebook. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. The fuck? I'm just saying hi to you. Well, you know, this is my boo, this my boo did this for me, or and shit like that. No. Come on, ladies. Get together. Hi doesn't mean, hey, you want to marry me? Maybe that's a new thing in Second Life I don't know about, because I haven't been in the game for a long, 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 long time, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know. You tell me, baby. I'm sure there's guys out there who's fucking loony like that. They hit you up, and they got their whole future planned out.
I haven't experienced that. The only thing I've experienced when guys will come on to you and will have a female in their box or will see that you're partnered and don't care. But other than guys like starting futures and stuff, I haven't ran across anybody that's that loony. Because to me it's disrespectful when you see that someone has a person in their box. It's disrespectful. It really, really is.
Right.
And I think that people don't get the fact that it's disrespectful. I think they're what word am I trying to use? I don't want to say sure of themselves but sometimes I honestly think that people just want to start shit. I think that people just want to start, confusion. I really do. I think that they don't understand that when you do shit like that, it makes you look petty. But, hey, let's be honest. A lot of times when guys do that, women do, respond to it. They do. And I'm sure that men respond to women trying to come on to them. It's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the reason why a lot of women, when a guy says hi to them, they kind of take it to a different level, because they think that, oh, God, if he says hi to me, he must be interested or whatever, because I think that's one of the biggest things now. I really do. And I asked you, husband, if I should do a 1 hour show, and you said it didn't matter, and we only have 50 something seconds left. So we're going to have to end this discussion as we always do. Yeah, I've asked this man if we should do an hour. He's like, no, let's just do a 30.
It don't matter because, I could go on forever. I could go on and shit
forever
in Second Life and RL that drives me fucking insane.
So I guess what we could do is we could come back maybe next week and actually have other people who say what their pet peeves are. We can do that as well. That would be something fun. What do you think?
That'll be cool.
I think so, too. Anyway, my sugar kisses, thank you so much. I really want to thank everybody for the support that you've been giving me on the grid. On my Tuesday show at 7 p.m., I'm going to have cancer awareness on Tuesday, so definitely make sure that you're there at 7 o'clock on the grid. Other than that, sugar kisses. Look, I am.
Belly kisses. Yes. Angel kisses.